This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. For most of Michigan, this has been one of the driest starts to summer we've seen in a long time. And with the 4th of July coming up and the more powerful fireworks that became legal in Michigan a few years ago, there are some concerns about fires in these dry conditions. Julie Secantine is the state fire marshal. You've been considering a ban on fireworks this 4th. Have you made a decision?
I can't say we haven't made a decision. We've made a decision at this point not to issue a burn ban or a fireworks ban. But we are monitoring the situation very closely, and it's a day-to-day assessment.
Okay. A lot of people are buying fireworks. I mean, it's a tens of millions of dollars industry. A lot of people don't like their neighbors shooting off fireworks either for all kinds of reasons, ranging from veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, pets that are freaking out because of the big booms, and then there are the injuries from mishandling fireworks. So fireworks are already a bit controversial. How much more of a concern are they when we get a dry spell like this?
It's a very serious concern. I cannot stress safety enough. Safety is something that people generally make fun of, but this is a very serious situation in Michigan with the dry weather, and we are monitoring the situation closely. If you are in an area that has not instituted a burn ban locally or a fireworks ban locally, you need to make sure that you use extreme caution if you are using fireworks, a grill, or a campfire for s'mores.
I want to talk about some specifics with fireworks, but you mentioned some municipalities are planning a ban. State law allows fireworks. Do municipal officials have the authority to ban fireworks or open burning?
Well, Lester, I'm not permitted to give legal advice to local authorities, but the statute that they are relying on is in the Fire Prevention Code. It appears to me that they have the authority, but they have to check with their own municipal lawyers for that advice.
Let's take a look at some of the precautions. I was reading a release that your office put out. It talked about preparing the area, and you talked about a bucket of water. So what do you mean by preparing the area and having a bucket of water? Why do you need that?
Well, the area in which you ignite fireworks has to be clear of all debris, people, and pets. Most injuries occur to bystanders, so you want to make sure the area in which you ignite is clear. We recommend, as do the fireworks manufacturers, that they only be ignited from a hard surface, which means something like a driveway. It is prohibited by law to ignite any fireworks on public property, and that includes the street in front of your home. So you need to make sure you have a bucket of water, a hose that's ready and charged, maybe even wet down the area. But with consumer-grade fireworks, the biggest problem is they're airborne, and we never know where they're going to land or where the sparks from them are going to land.
You also encourage people who are buying it to read the directions. I mean, there's a wick, and you've got a lighter, and that's all there is to it, right?
No, there's a lot more to it, and that's why we really encourage people to read the directions. You're dealing with explosive material, and unfortunately, most injuries that occur to individuals are really out of lack of education and or, I hate to use the word, but hijinks or stupidity.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is go to YouTube, and you can find plenty of that. You also warn people, if it doesn't explode, if it's a dud, just leave it alone. How long do we leave it alone before we do something with it?
Yeah, that is a judgment call, but you want to make sure that it's not going to ignite, and that's what happens. People think it's not going to ignite, then they go to try to relight it, and it blows up in their hand. And, of course, hands are one of the areas of the body that are subject to the most fireworks injuries. So leave it alone for as long as you can. Make sure it's not going to present a fire hazard on the ground, and then stick it in a bucket of water and soak it overnight or longer.
Any other last words of advice for us?
Well, we want everyone to enjoy their holiday weekend. This certainly is one of my favorite weekends, but I can't stress the seriousness that we face in Michigan right now with our dry conditions. So I'm asking everyone to educate their children and educate their neighbors on safe use of fireworks, grills, and campfires.
That is Julie Secantine. She is Michigan's state fire marshal. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much.